Guinea-Bissau was hit by cholera in May. 6 months later, the epidemic shows no signs of abating, and UN aid agencies are worried. So far, the disease has claimed at least 200 lives, but the World Health Organization says it expects the death toll to rise. WHO spokeswoman Fadela Shaib tells VOA, every day there are an average of 140 new cases of cholera. She says concerns are rising because the epidemic is far from being contained.
The problem is we fear that if this cholera epidemic is not put under control, more people will be affected and we will see more deaths. Usually cholera is not a deadly disease. We can really recover from it. So it's unfortunate that people will die from it while we know how to prevent it and how to treat the cases.
West Africa is regularly affected by cholera outbreaks. Guinea-Bissau's last major epidemic was in 2005. Judging from that experience, Shaib says the current epidemic might last for at least another 3 months, with a peak by November. She says cholera has spread to all of the country's 11 provinces, putting practically everyone at risk.
It touches everybody because of the very weak water and sanitation infrastructure in the country. For example, in the capital, Bissau, only 25% of the population has access to tap water, while the rest rely on heavily contaminated traditional wells and surface water. So the infrastructure is bad. And for the time being, the outbreak is not controlled despite efforts from the country and the UN agencies and the NGOs.
The joint WHO-UNICEF appeal will be used to support the national cholera response. Shaib says the agencies are planning to take appropriate public health actions to try and stop the epidemic, including intensive information and health education campaigns. She says it is important that people understand that good hygiene is essential in preventing the spread of cholera. She says a simple action such as washing hands can save lives. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.